Mark Daly's agenda says the delegation's Saturday meeting with President Kiir in Juba was aimed at coordinating an environment in which U.S. officials will look more favorable on relations, which he describes as not good at the moment.
But we believe it can change to the better if we have the right environment. And we're not only coming with words, but we have specific suggestions and action points that will help create an environment where sanctions and embargoes and other issues will fall away if the right environment is created.
On May 26 this year, the United Nations Security Council voted to extend the arms embargo and individual sanctions by 1 year until May 31, 2023. 10 countries, including Ghana, the United Kingdom, and the United States, voted in favor of Resolution 2633, which was adopted 10-1. China, Gabon, India, and Kenya-Russia Federation abstained. They did not vote to lift the sanctions or the embargo. In adopting the resolution, the Security Council strongly condemned past and ongoing human rights violations in South Sudan and expressed deep concern at continued fighting in that country. The Council also extended the arms embargo to prevent the direct or indirect supply, sell, or transfer of arms to the territory of South Sudan by member states. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, South Sudan Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elia Lomro said listening and talking to 15-member delegation provided an opportunity to explore ways to rebuild South Sudan-U.S. relations.
It was only put in one question, maybe two, and the question was where, this is a question from the U.S. delegation, where do you want to see South Sudan in the next 5 years? That was the first question. In terms of in the next 5 years, in terms of the economy and in terms of justice, to be specific. And the next question was, what specific help do you in South Sudan want in the areas that are of challenge to you as a government? This is just really the question. But that question took a number of ministers to speak about.
Sojenda said he would discuss with UN government officials how to support the South Sudanese government and steer the country towards peace, prosperity, and justice.
Because we were here in the beginning with you. But we want to change that lull into enthusiasm, hope, and partnership, and that's why we're here.
Barnaba Marial Benjamin, the minister for the presidency, says the delegation asked the government about how the sanctions have impacted the country and how the group might help get the sanctions.
What the minister says, we want the sanctions to be lifted, we told them. We want arms embargo to be lifted. We want the relations again, America to concentrate in areas of assistance like in development, like in capacity building, humanitarian assistance. You see, these are the areas where the interaction and conversation concentrated on. But above all is once more to bring back that smooth relationship we used to have like during our days of the struggle.
Benjamin describes the visit by the U.S. delegation as a gesture of goodwill.
This was a conversation out of old friends who have been disappointed with one another on issues of sanction, on issues of armament, how they can help so that sanctions can be lifted, so arms embargo can be cancelled, and also to bring back into the path of friendship, solidarity, once more between the government of South Sudan and the administration of the United States.
Benjamin says after fighting erupted in 2013, Americans were disappointed to see the same leaders who fought for South Sudan liberation fighting among themselves. He says that year marked the beginning of problems between South Sudan and U.S. governments.
The American establishments and most of our friends in the United States became disappointed and therefore resulted in some of the decisions we believe that this is not the way to treat a friend. They actually spearheaded sanctions, individual sanctions, as well as armed embargo on the Republic of South Sudan.
So Jinder, who headed the U.S. delegation, was sanctioned on January 11, 2012, in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Missouri, Tuwania, and Wande, without parole, in Federation Prison for obstructing of justice and for acting as an under-registered foreign agent in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. In federal prison for obstruction of justice, for acting as an unregistered foreign agent in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. He was also indicted on money laundering and obstruction of justice in 2008. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.